For ski buffs, this is the time of year to start searching for that first taste of real winter. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann sent this postcard taking us along on his cross-country ski in New York's Adirondack Mountains.
So it's the first ski day of the season, and what that means is trying to dig out all the gear. I've even found all my kick waxes from last year. Although in the bag here, I also am finding kids' toys and toothbrushes, and Lord knows how all of this got in here, but we're almost ready to go.
My ski partner today is veteran outdoor writer Phil Brown. Snow's been falling all day, and he's heard through the ski junkie grapevine that the old toll road trail on Whiteface Mountain is ready to go.
So is it hard for you to escape the office?
I didn't have to hesitate too long when I looked out the window and saw this stuff pouring down.
This November day looks like something out of a children's book.
Wow, it's beautiful. We're at Lake Stevens at the base of the toll road. The lake is starting to get a little ice, and the evergreens are on the banks covered in snow. And if you look up, it's all just sort of dissolves into this gray whiteness.
In the summer, tourists drive the road to the summit of Whiteface Mountain. In winter, it belongs to skiers. We find windblown patches of pavement at the bottom, but as we shuffle on our skis up the 5-mile slope, the snow gets deeper. Hollywood-sized flakes are blizzarding down. Halfway up, we meet Dave Terwilliger, an architect who's also playing hooky.
I'll be working tonight to pay for this.
The toll road has become an annual pilgrimage for skiers from across the Northeast, especially early in the season and in years when snow is scant on other trails.
That's the beauty of this road, is that you really just need a little bit of snow on it. And if you don't mind a few sparks here and there, you know, then don't bring metal edges, because it's going to happen.
Today, the snow is lush enough that we don't scrape pavement. As dusk settles, the alpine views are extraordinary.
Looks like Narnia.
It's just this wide, white swath going straight through the forest. Quite enchanting. Unfortunately, it's starting to get a little dark, so we're going to turn around before we get to the top. But it's still a good introduction to winter.
Turning our skis down the hill, we give ourselves to gravity, swooshing like ghosts through the dark and the falling snow.
Still snowing like crazy. A very good start to winter.
For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann.